Today is Friday, September 11th, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life, and you listen, and today is no different. It is Patriot and National Day of Service and Remembrance. It's also National Make Your Bed Day. Now, look, I'm not going to call out. I have a friend, just a friend, who is an adult, like a grown adult. Grown-ass adult, if I could even say. And this friend does not make their bed, ever. Does not make their bed. And I want to know how many adults, I can understand, you know, when you're a teenager or whatever, you know, you probably have better things to do than to make your bed. But, and maybe, I don't remember. So when I was with Maddie, I think Maddie was a clean freak and he always cleaned. He cleaned every Saturday and I'm pretty sure he made the bed as well. I don't know if I made the bed. I'm not really sure. And before Maddie, I was with a different, anyway. So I may have had really clean partners my entire life, but at least since I've been with Mark and since COVID, for sure since COVID, but it may have been even before then. I really don't remember. Kel Surprise, I don't remember. But anyway, bottom line is, what is the bottom line? I make my bed. That's the bottom line. So it's National Make Your Bed Day. Make your damn bed. Just, it'll make you feel better if you make your bed. Honestly. I don't know if I said this. It's also National Hot Cross Buns Day. I've never had a hot cross bun, but I'm not a huge fan of raisins. As I'm older, I have a more of a tolerance for dried fruit, especially if it's in a salad. So if I get a salad with a dried cranberry or even, you know, a raisin or a dried cherry or something like that, then I kind of appreciate it as a sweet little package, a sweet little bundle of joy in an otherwise maybe boring salad or something, or even a really good salad, just a little difference. You bite down and you get something sweet and a little chewy and like whatever. It's a little textural difference. So I'm okay with it in a salad. I'm not a person to just eat dried fruit. I don't eat trail mix very often, probably just if I'm on the trail. So I don't really know, but if I would like it or not inside a hot cross bun. But my general thought on raisins in cookies and raisins in scones and raisins in desserts of any kind. Oh, carrot cake, ugh, with raisins in it, is that the raisin ruins an otherwise perfectly good dessert, is what I, so I feel like a hot cross bun, you know, it might be great, but then is the raisin going to ruin an otherwise great cross bun, great hot cross bun? So what have I been doing? I haven't really been doing anything the past couple of days. Yesterday was very busy, but not with stuff that I really have stories from. So, and I'm recording this on Friday. I know it's, you never know whether I'm recording this on the day or on the day before, because I like to keep you folks on your toes. And you're probably listening to this by now on Saturday because I'm recording it kind of late in the day on a Friday. So you're going to get this kind of late. And I know some of you listen to this on your commute to work or your commute home, and I'm recording at 5:09 p.m. So even if, and it's a Friday, so I assume most of you have already gotten home, but those of you who are driving right now are not rushing to download a new episode that I haven't even released yet, because I'm literally just recording it. So anyway, bottom line is, I'm recording kind of late. I didn't do a lot that I can talk about, but we'll talk about it anyway. We'll go through it just like Big Fatty does. I did not go to the grocery store, so I can't be all like, do you hear that? Do you hear that? Do you hear that? Because I didn't go to the grocery store. But on Thursday, I did have a lot to do. So I got up on Thursday morning and I had to take Sydney, the dog, to the groomer. And Mark keeps trying to get me to change the groomer to this one that's close to where we live. And honestly, I want to do it, but I don't want to do it. What I mean is, I don't want to have to go through the process. I don't know if I need to take her with me. I don't know if I need to, you know, I just don't know what I need to do. And that would involve me having to call them and say, hey, I have a dog. She's currently getting groomed at New Hope Boarding and Grooming, yada, yada, yada. You're much closer to me. She's a Shih Tzu. Well, you know, I know what to do. I can figure out what to do, but I'm procrastinating. I don't want to do it. And, you know, it is just one of those things. It's not that I don't want to do it. I don't want to perform those actions. I'm procrastinating performing those actions is what I'm saying. Why? I don't know. I just don't particularly want to call and talk to someone at the groomer and make arrangements and do all that stuff. And as far as I know, that's not something AI can currently do for you. I know that Google has some. I have had Google have an AI assistant call and make a reservation for me at a restaurant before. But it's not available for all restaurants, and it's just hit or miss whether it's available. So anyway, so I took her to the groomer, came back, and it's like an hour trip because it's 25 minutes, something like that there. And also depending on traffic, because it's around the time people are going to work. And the same amount of time coming back. So it's almost an hour. And so I did that. And then I got back and, you know, A, Mark had already made the bed because, again, we make the bed. And Mark had already made the bed. So I wasn't going to get back in the bed. And so I got up, or I was already up. I stayed up. But I had already mowed. I had already done the things. So I just worked on my coding projects that I've been working on. I had a couple of things I've been trying to fix before, and I'm still working on them. But I had a couple of things I was trying to fix before the gay mix tonight. Because there are a couple of complaints that Daniel had specifically, and I want to listen to my customer, my one customer of this app. I'm a customer, but other than that, it's just him right now. And so I was working on that. And then Mark came home for lunch, had lunch with Mark. He left. And then I had therapy at 1 to 2. Then I worked a little bit for maybe another half an hour. And then around 2:30, Joe was ready to record Throwing Down. And we spent probably an hour and a half because we had a 30-minute gab session before we started. It's my fault. I was showing him a demo of QCast, of the thing that I'm working on, and I keep saying the name, but the name is going to change because that name is already used by several companies I've discovered, and I don't want to, like I said, I want to open source it, and I want it to be a public thing that is used by more than just me. I don't know if it'll ever be a business, but if it is a business, I want to choose a name that I'm not going to be in trademark wars with someone, you know, especially since I know there are already companies that exist with that name. So I recorded with Joe, that went fine. And then right after that, like as soon as we ended, in fact, I was 2 minutes late getting to an appointment with Taylor of the Co-Pilots. Because Taylor does a particular therapy type that is supposed to be helpful with some things that I'm dealing with. And so I still keep my talk therapist because it's not a talk therapy. It's I'm under an NDA and I'm not allowed to say what we do in the closed door sessions, but it's not talk therapy. Everybody's going to think it's hypnosis or that. It's not. It's But I can't talk about it. No matter what you say, I can't. You're not going to get me to say any more than this. Taylor doesn't listen to this show. He wouldn't know if I said, but he, for some reason, he said, don't talk about it on the show. But it's weird because if I was just a normal person going to therapy and paying for therapy, and I was a radio show host or a podcaster, and I wanted to talk about my own life experience, I don't think there would be anything wrong with talking about what I did. But for some reason, he said there's like that he had to sign an NDA and all this kind of stuff, and it's all proprietary and bullshit and whatever. So I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, we did the hokey pokey. Okay, it's what we did. So I had that from 4 to 5, and then that was it, my day. Then Mark got back home around, in fact, Taylor and I went until our session didn't end until around 5:15. Mark was already home, and I had to work out, because we had to work out. Oh, and I just to update you guys on my 3D printer. So I've been having issues with the 3D printer. So I messaged tech support. They said they found an electrical issue in the printer head. They did some testing over the internet. And I need a new print head. And the cheapest option, because it's not under warranty anymore, is a $400 extended warranty that then will get me a free printer head. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekyga.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.